figure at the bottom is a plot of the frequency of various deviation scores. And the point here is simply to show that in general, the deviation scores tend to be normally distributed, tend to be symmetrical around zero. And as you get larger and larger deviation scores, the frequency becomes smaller. So generally, when you see a large deviation from the mean, you can assume that that is a more extreme score, has a lower probability than deviation scores that are closer to zero. So again, that's something that just sort of points to things that we're going to be doing later on.